This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? I'm smiling because I'm really excited for this segment. It's going to be fun to piece by piece just how this fight went down. Because our show is often the subject of much ridicule throughout the station, and we embrace it. You know, because all the three of us, we like say time and time again, the people we are on this microphone is the people you will get from us at a fan event. It's the people you would get from us if you went out and traveled with us to Arizona. And sometimes that proximity, that, you know, enjoyment of one another's company can lead to situations where we overstep.
Yeah.
And we overstep sometimes on the air in some of those instances. And it looks as if the claws have come out and we're ripping each other to shreds. And in actuality, these are just like the things that happen when brothers get into it.
Now, we have never, I can't remember ever once carrying an argument we've had over, ever.
Sean and I have maybe had some that have lasted like...
Well, you got thrown out of the room once.
A show. Yeah, that's true. For the final hour, I was out. And that's probably the longest any of them have gone, though. Like, even extending into the next day is unusual for us.
But it's real.
Yeah, it's real arguments because you guys get in arguments about sports because we're passionate about it working here at The Fan, and we're passionate about what goes on that we have to cover. Well, Forbidden Skin and KT, Kevin Turner, yesterday, they got in a fight over Garth Brooks. Now, Garth Brooks is a mega superstar.
Yes, he is.
Also very polarizing, we found.
He is, but he is the best-selling solo albums artist in U.S. history. 148 million. That's ahead of Elvis, by the way. That's how big Garth Brooks is. And, you know, Garth Brooks has done this. He's done that. He's actually encouraged people everywhere and anywhere to sing his songs, whether they're in karaoke bars or in their car or, I don't know, in a bathroom with Roy White.
'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
It's good stuff.
But I'll be okay. 'Cause I'm...
Who are you talking to?
You.
Me? Who are you?
Just singing along, man. You ready?
Are you an officer? No, you're not an officer,
are you an officer,
sir. You're not an officer. So everyone loves Garth Brooks. And Garth Brooks, he loves everyone, but he also loves baseball, as he is attending spring training right now for the Pirates.
Yes.
So KT yesterday during Ben and Skin had the story about Garth Brooks going to the Pirates organizations for spring training. Skin really wasn't feeling it. Thus begins the awkwardness.
Who cares about him?
A lot of people do.
Does he still put out records?
You probably shouldn't have said that.
Does he still put out records?
Huh?
You're acting like a bunch of Garth Brooks fans are going to kick his ass.
Yeah, they are. When's the last time he put out a record? All the time. What does all the time mean? Like daily he's releasing records?
Oh, his career is 55. When's the last time... I mean, who do you want?
877-881-1053.
When's the last time Dre put out something?
When's the last time?
That song right there, Shippy's the best.
Dr. Dre
Garth
put
Brooks
out
songs.
A record last year?
I agree.
No, I thought you said Drake.
I said Dre. He's 55.
Dr. Dre?
This guy's in his 50s.
When's the last time a producer
like
put out a
record? Maybe just don't fire shots at people who a lot of people like. I don't care. It's just weird.
I think you do care since every eighth story you have is about Garth Brooks.
I don't have many. It's only 50 Cent stories that have Garth Brooks because they love each other.
I thought this was agenda-free radio.
Thank you.
It used to be. It used to be. Damn it. God. I hate this show.
Okay.
All right. You feel that?
I feel so. Number one, Skin obviously hates Garth Brooks, disgusted by the mention of his name.
They don't play that crap beer breweries that he gets in.
And then Ben took a little shot. First off, KT and Skin know an S load about music. Like, I'd have to say Skin's the number one seed amongst all the people on air. And then I'd throw Troy and KT into that mix. And I don't even think anyone else is close. These are two kind of music titans on the same show. And then Ben got in the little shot because KT's a huge prep guy. Ben got in the little shot of, well, every eighth story you're bringing us is about Garth Brooks. I know that had to irritate Kev.
Yeah.
Because he sends an email by like 5:45 in the morning to
a
get them.
A large email.
A large email. So I know that had to.
That'll come back later, by the way.
Okay, because I haven't heard this. You guys heard it.
Yeah. It will definitely come back later.
It's good. Though.
So, you know, KT, he's calming himself down. He's trying to because you want to feel appreciated wherever you work. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to move on. Let me go to this next topic, this next story I have about Dart. But, man, Jeff Skinway, boy, you know how to push, don't you?
Guy got trapped under the Dart rail. You guys see that?
Is this a Garth Brooks story?
Yeah, do the story, man.
He's off mic now.
KT went with the rare move of turning the microphone right side up and pushing to the ceiling.
Guys, go ahead.
He's complaining off mic.
Yes, you're doing great.
You've got this. I don't even know what the situation is. You're in the situation room. I can't find the last time he released a record. Can we go back to the situation room? What is the situation? Who last put out a record, Vince Gill or Garth Brooks? 877-881-1053.
Now, why would you bring Vince Gill in? He's great, by
the
way.
He is great. Isn't he married to Amy Grant?
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
Right, fantastic guitarist.
My observations on this. I think Skin, he was trying... I think Troy just actually put it perfectly. He was poking right there.
Of course.
And
prodding.
Yeah.
But KT views Skin as like his big brother.
Ben, what is Skin?
He's a big a-hole.
Well, so I think when it comes from Skin, KT probably takes it a little bit more seriously and a little bit more sensitive. And here's another thing. Everyone's trying to give Stephen A. Smith a little bit of a pass for saying Dwayne Haskins is a running quarterback because of his work schedule and his lack of sleep, and ESPN is just working him with every single show possible. Skin may have similar issues.
Yeah.
He's flying to Cleveland after the Super Bowl. He's flying to the Super Bowl
on
Sunday.
He's working 6 days a week. I mean, he's doing Mavs Saturday night every week,
I know,
guaranteed,
but some of it
in
is
addition
his.
To.
But it's also his choosing. Like, he's flying.
He's doing it for free.
He's flying to Charlotte this weekend, I think. He's flying to Charlotte. I heard him talking about Luka's schedule and Luka getting worn down. So maybe some of that is working on a last nerve.
Yeah, I mean, because he didn't know that, you know, Garth's got a – it was just on TV. Garth at Notre Dame was on TV not too long ago.
That is true.
I mean, he's coming to AT&T.
You know, that is true. Forget about that concert. That was amazing.
No, people say Garth Brooks puts on an amazing concert.
I've seen three times. He is great. But, you know, Kevin, KT from Ben and Skin brought this Garth Brooks story about him going to Pirate Spring training. Skin's just crapping on it. And so KT's already fed up at this point. Well, Skin's trying to take over because KT's already pushed the mic away from him. He's like, whatever, you guys do the show. Skin's like, all right, fine, just what? Okay, the Dart story, come on.
Can you give me the story? If you're not going to do it, I'll do it.
Oh, we're not even tracking the situation anymore.
I don't even know what it is.
There's the stories. The stories are in your email, dumbass.
A guy, okay.
The stories then.
Hold on, let me pull up the email.
Because I say three words and we just got to make a quip. There's a little quip in there.
A quip.
Hold on.
We do a show anymore.
Man, I used to love those smoothies from Orange Quip. Orange Quip, Orange Quip, Orange Quip. Is this under non-sports, KT?
Wow.
I'm not even going to ask.
Oh, no, I got it.
I'm just going to come here, and I'm just going to turn the mic on. And I'm just going to sit.
Were you going to
go back and forth? I'm just going to hang out.
Okay. First off, our drop, like our county numbers fight. The quip.
Oh, I've been there.
The quip.
Save that. And then it's a gang up situation.
Yep.
Sometimes this is kind of reminding me of Roy maybe feeling ganged up on by us. And KT is thinking in his mind right now, all the hours and stories and prep that I send you guys.
All of them.
While you're getting all the on-air glory. And
now you don't
even
know the tabs.
A-holes.
We just gotta make a quip.
It's like I'm like my frustration is building up with Roy and Choppy. They don't read each other's emails. Like none. So I have to spend 30 more minutes a night reading both of theirs.
Right.
And then when they bring up a story, neither of them knows what the hell they're talking about because they don't bother to open up their other emails. That's the frustration KT is feeling right now before this final quip. Or
clip.
We just gotta make a quip.
No, not a quip. A final clip.
We just gotta make a quip.
I wanna see the Ben and Skin KT prep email today. That's all I wanna see. How much they send.
Oh, why should you send
them.
It after that? Right. Yeah. You shouldn't send anything after that.
KT, do you have any final words?
This is my favorite music bed.
I just want at some point in my life to be taken seriously. That's all I want.
That's a lot of responsibility for us.
I'm not just your Pinocchio, a little puppet that you can kick in the nuts all day. It's not my purpose on this earth.
I want to watch your nose
and
grow.
If I need to go do something else, just tell me and I will. That big of an issue.
I want to watch your nose grow.
Good God. Wow.
Man.
Is this the dart thing?
Hold on. I didn't put that one in my email because I knew I could handle it.
Well, wait, you just told me it was in the email. I can't do it if it's not in the email.
The other ones are. I had four stories picked aside for
okay,
the
so
mail.
Let's skip over the dart thing. Which one do you want me to do next? Ben, do you want the Dallas Animal Service?
KT, thank you for taking us to the Situation Room.
Nope.
How you doing? Doesn't sound like nope. It.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, Skin is an a-hole.
It was the best 10 minutes.
Right, oh, y'all talked over the end.
Let us know what it is. Troy?
It was right there. That's where it was.
No, he's going to have a little clip.
Hang on. Play. Just do it.
Play.
Do it.
I mean, that's what it was.
Am I?
Just do it. Just play.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there's more to the clip, and you let go.
We just got to make a quip.
But you had to make a quip.
Do you want to hear the end? Do we need to hear the end of it? We're good? Oh, man, that was good.
It was the best 10 minutes of Ben and Skin show history.
Really funny. And I like the idea that if I just open my email and read your story real quick, I'm going to have a very easy and simple handle on it, and I'll be able to relay that message through the microphone, and you'll hear it just fine. If that's all I have, like, it takes a little more than that.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it takes a little more than that. How often do you rip and read a story?
Every day.
Oh. I've liked to read it beforehand. But.
Yeah, if you're standing in the chair of like being the reactionary one, maybe you don't read it. But if you're going to be the one who's telling the story to the audience, you want a pretty good handle on it. I'm in Sean's corner on that one.
Anyway,
I want to watch your nose grow.
It's a very good piece of audio.
It is. It's Mount Rushmore, 105 to the Fan all time audio.
Very uncomfortable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.